VK5 CFW from M0KDZ. I'll put you in the log, Carl. All the best. Happy New Year. 73s. M0KDZ. Clear of Hubnet.
Yeah, M0KDZ, VK5 CFW. I wish you luck with that one. We've been having trouble down here getting into the logbook part of QRZ, so yeah, I wish you luck with that one. Anyway, mate, 73.
Oscar Hotel 2 Delta Papa, November H2 on UK Oscar. Checking access and listening for any calls.
To everybody.
Good afternoon. The time is 2:30 p.m.
Weather conditions: overcast. Temperature.
G6IT from Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
G6IT, Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey. Are you around there, Tony?
G6IT, Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey. Happy New Year to you, Steve. I hope you're having a good day. Back to you.
G6IT, returning. Yes, Tony, thank you very much. Same to you. I hope everything goes well this year. And let's hope it's a little bit better than it was last year. Not that it was too bad, but it's always better to improve, isn't it? But not been really into anything today, just listening to Hubnet. A lot of new or people that don't normally come on, should I say, that have been on. It's been quite interesting. Quite a nice bunch of people as normal. And I wish them all a Happy New Year. And a peaceful new year to all of them. And let's hope that Hubnet goes from strength to strength, as they say. Back to you, G6IT.
G6IT, M7MNW, returning. I've had quite a busy day today, actually. What it was, there's a lady in the village in her 80s, and she's wanting to have a bit of a get-together. Well, it's really a birthday party, but she doesn't like to call it a birthday party, so she calls it a get-together. So anyway, I've basically printed out some little invitations for people to take around the village. So essentially, that's what I've been doing, and I've also taken the invitations around as well. So I've had quite a good walk today, so I've done quite a bit of exercise, and I can honestly say it's quite cold out there as well, but I think it's supposed to get colder. Back to you.
G6IT returning. You're a bit quiet into the box today, a bit, Tony. I've just been looking there. I had it marked on where you were last time, but it's definitely substantially quieter. It's quite clear, don't get me wrong. It's clear. Nothing wrong with it. Carry on as it is. It's just there's something slightly different. Anyway, no problem. Oh, yeah, okay, with the walking. I haven't done any exercise at all. Today, apart from reading electricity meters, which I do the first of the month every month, because the smart meters up here are not too smart. They never worked, and we get notices all the time about we have to get these smart meters up and running, but they just don't work. I've been trying to get them working for 5 years, and nothing happened. Anyway, besides that, what else have we been doing? Oh, I'm just waiting for a new Raspberry Pi arriving, because I decided to bin the old one, which was in that the node that was giving issues. It was out way past its due date, and it had took some abuse over the years, so I decided to give it the heave ho and put a new one in, and that should arrive tomorrow. So for the one that was giving the problems should be up and running nicely. Back to you, G6IET.
G6IET, I'm 7MNW returning. As you say, with regarding the smart meters, I've got one of those, and when they came to install it, which is going back a few years now, they had to go to the top of the hill to get a signal to actually complete the installation. But since then, it's very sort of, every now and again it works, and then every now and again it doesn't work. And so most of the time, in fact, I just do it as a routine now anyway, I submit my readings. It's usually on the sixth day of each month, so I know exactly what I've spent, and I just pay it every month. And then that way, there doesn't become a problem. Because as you say, there just seems to be a lot of problems with the reliability of the actual devices for some reason. Whether it's to do with the location or, you know, something to do with that, I'm not sure. I've also just moved this. I'm basically using the Bofang Mini Radio at the moment. I've got it a little bit closer. I'm just watching the FFT spectrum monitor, and I'm nicely sort of hitting into the orange, so I'm hoping that's a bit better than it was. When you come to your next over, I'll recheck the settings just to make sure I've got it on the wide band as well. Anyway, back to you, Steve, from M7MNW.
G6IET, returning. Yeah, the meter side of it, you can go on for hours with that, can't you? Smart meters, not so smart. I don't see the use of them, actually. What's the point of seeing what you've used 10 minutes ago or half an hour ago, and then it tells you to switch it off, if it does work anyway. It tells you to switch it off because you're using too much electricity. What are you going to do, sit in dark? It doesn't make sense to me. All it is, basically, is a way of getting it into your home so that you can have automatic meter reading. But that doesn't work either. Anyway, that's bye-bye. On the other one, I would move it away, Tony. Rather go quieter than have the popping, because what you're doing, it's gone too close to the mouth now, and you've got the air pop on it. So rather go quieter. It's just one of those things. It's an economy device, and you're pushing it a little bit further than what it was actually designed to do. To be in the first place, but it doesn't sound like it's on wideband, that's for sure. But it doesn't matter, I can hear you quite plainly, not an issue. Anything's better than what listening to HF, isn't it? I listened to that a little bit earlier, oh dear. Anyway, what were we going to say then? Software-wise, I've been playing with loads and loads of different software. I've got some software to run the Quanshang on the laptop here, and you can control the Quanshang, the handheld Quanshang from the screen on your laptop, if you will. It's a brilliant thing, and it works quite well. Not a problem with that. I'll probably show you that later as well when you come round. It's quite nice. You can change the frequencies, everything. It's quite cool, really. It's reasonably simple to do, but the only thing is, it's better to be done from a from the standard format of radio, and mine has been, how can I say, it's been flashed so many times, it doesn't know whether it's Arthur or Martha. Back to you, G6IET.
G6IET, M7MNW returning, now on my Quanshang radio. I think I'm going to have to just get the, I'm trying to find it in the menu on the other radio where the deviation setting is for the banding. But I shall find that shortly anyway. But yeah, no, as you say, sort of with all these things to do with the flashing of the radios and stuff, it is, as you say, it's one of those things, I suppose. I've never done it with my Quanshang, because I know sometimes, yes, if it goes wrong, it can you can sort of lose your radio, basically. But I think as you found yourself, I think you found a way around that. You did have a problem, I think you said, with one of yours, and you managed to resuscitate it, if that's the right word. Back to you.
G6IET returning. Yeah, you can certainly resuscitate them. It's very to permanently destroy them is with the software is it almost makes it impossible, but it's difficult. But to put them right, if you really really do send it in into a loop, if you will, and the common word is brick it. It can be difficult because you've got to solder some wires onto it and what have you to get it to read again. It's quite a palaver to do it if you really really do destroy it, which I did purposely, by the way, to see what if I could bring it back, and I did. I wouldn't suggest it. No. But this other little program is quite nice. I would be tempted actually to buy a new Quanshang and just put this on straight away instead of flashed it like I have done. I don't know how many times. I must say 20, 30 times easy. It can't be carry on like that. To put it on a brand new one and then I know where I stand. Because it really is really nice. I like it. It's pretty good. And the modification too, so I can get the audio in and out as a standard mic, desktop mic if you want, and the remote BTT, and the remote little speaker and what have you. So it comes like a mobile, not mobile, like a base station. It's pretty cool. But that's down the line. I'm not pushing that. Too many projects on at the moment. And coming the end of the year and the starting of the new year, I've got all the new, like you say, schedules to write up. And that was why I'm going to be so busy tomorrow writing these schedules up. It's all done in spreadsheets, so it's quite complex. Anyway, back to you, G6IET. Losing my voice again. It's a nuisance, this.
G6IET, M7MNW returning. Now I'm back on wideband. I've just double-checked this is basically the Bofang Mini that I'm back on again now. For some reason, the setting had reverted back to the narrow band, so I've put it back to wide. So I'm hoping this improves things, because it did the other day. And but yes, no, you say it's that's the thing when you've had the Christmas sort of break and getting everything ready for the new year. It's surprising, you know, what's involved with things. As I said, the bits and pieces I'm involved with as well. It goes from nothing to everything almost overnight. But there we are. So yeah, just a quick question for you as well, Steve. While it's on my mind. With regarding to the programming of the Raspberry Pi, as per sort of setting up the radio as you've done for my node, etc. Okay, you've got WinSCP and you've got PuTTY. Okay, now if for example you were changing things like the node number and updating the password, all those sorts of things, there was a sheet of instructions that you gave me to be able to do that, obviously, in the future, obviously, with my training node, as I try different things. Now, when you're doing that, as well as using WinSCP, do you also have to use PuTTY with it as well, or can you just basically put all the instructions in via WinSCP? That's my question of the day.
G680, I'm laughing at that question. No, not because it's a funny question, it's just I was waiting for you to ask it, and then I knew where you were up to with the sheets I gave you. The simple answer to this one is, what I do and what's the correct way of doing it, maybe two different scenarios. I use WinSCP because I've got so used to using it, and I give you a list of files where the node numbers are. So it's quite easy to go in there and just change the numbers and where you go. But there's other functions in there that I would suggest you would use the PuTTY one, because it's a command from it's going in a command line level. It's completely different, completely. So to that, to your answer is, to some of the things you can change, I would use WinSCP, because it's reasonably simple, to say the least. It's like a website. It's so simple. But the other one, I would suggest you use for other settings. So if you're going to change something, just give me a bit of a buzz or send me an email or something. I'll tell you which one's best to use, if that's suitable for you. Because it's quite simple, really, but it's just the way that the commands work, if that makes sense to you. Back to you, G680. Oh, by the way, you can tell the difference in the audio between the Quanshang and your little Baofeng. That is for sure. Much, much, much cleaner from the Baofeng. Not from the Baofeng, but the Quanshang was much clearer. And the little one now is very, 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 very good. It's much improved. Just move it away a little bit from your mouth, because it is popping a little bit. But I'm being really critical. It doesn't really matter, because it's really good. Don't worry about it. There's no buzz. There's nothing. It's good. I'm being critical. Shut up and put it back to you, Tony. G680. Handed it back to Mike 7, Mike November Whiskey.
G6IT, M7MNW returning. Yeah, no, thanks for that, Steve. Yeah, so basically, yeah, it's, as you say, your instructions with regarding the WinSCP instructions that you gave me, as you say, they're very, very easy to follow, no problem at all. Well, I just wasn't sure whether you also had to use them in conjunction with PuTTY at the same time, obviously, with it as well, but obviously you don't for that specific thing. But as you say, depending what you're actually doing, there may be obviously some things that I need to use PuTTY for. But the reason why I ask is, what I might do at some point is I might get a second node number and then basically set that up on my training node, and just so I can have a bit of a play around with that. And also, it means I can use it as well for other things, you know, just be handy to sort of be able to do that. And then if something goes drastically wrong, then I haven't sort of caused myself a big problem. I suppose it's like when you do these learning modes on a computer. I mean, in the past when I've done training at work, you go to like the learning section of the actual software, where you can sort of use things as it was, you know, as if you were live. Well, obviously you're not. And then, as I say, if you do something wrong, it's not going to harm anything, you know. So, you know, you don't want to go into somebody's record and delete it or something like that. But there we are, yes. So basically, as I say, at the moment I'm using the Baofeng Mini, and I'm also using it with that little small aerial that I sent you the details for, and which seems to work quite well. Because I think what it is, it's sometimes, you know, nothing to do with the node, anything like that, the node's fine. It's, I think, sometimes when moving around with the handheld, you know, because you can always hear when somebody's moving around when they're using the node, because there is that bit of like a bit of a sort of sound in the background. I've noticed that.
Did you hand it back to
timed out there. Back to you.
G680 returning. I'm just watching something here. Sorry about that. Yeah, don't worry. We just timed out, I think. Or it didn't reset quick enough. What was I going to say then? I've got distracted there now. The antenna. Yeah, it's a good thing. The change you made, it's a good idea. It's really good. I think what it is when you're internal, you're transmitting inside your building, and you've got radio waves bouncing all over the place, you know. And that's why you get these noises when you're moving around there. And that has a big effect on it. But I'm still harking back to the critical one, that the originally, it's a pity you can't find somewhere a bit, maybe you have, but than having the node on a metal shelf, because that definitely would affect it. But you've cured it. It's working now. I have a major problem when I'm moving around the house because of all the signals that's going around here. I've got so many different things going around here. It's unbelievable. The networks that's going on around here, because don't forget, I've got the six cottages here all have their own system. And we have one that we'll put in the just before Christmas that will cover the whole garden, so when they're sitting outside they can pick up the Wi-Fi signal, so they sat outside during the day they can do it, because it used to drop away. Now they've got the Wi-Fi signal outside, covers quite an area as well, so it's much nicer for them, which also makes the cell phones or the mobile phones connect as well. So that helps, because we don't have a mobile signal around here. So there's a lot of radio waves around here at the moment. We'll stay like that as well. Anyway, back to you. I lost the drift a little bit there. Apologies, because I was watching the screen and it did time out. Back to you. G6IET.
G6IET, I'm 7MNW returning with a good pause. In case anyone else would like to use the system, please let us know. As you say, with all the different things now, radio, you know, wide, etc., it's always a bit of an issue sometimes. But as I say, it was just one of them things. I just thought I'd just give it you for £6.99 for this little antenna. I thought, well, it's worth a go, isn't it? And as I say, it sort of works quite well. And as I say, when I listened back last time, I was talking to you on this Bofang Mini. It did sound reasonably pretty good, actually, and I compared it when I'd been on the Quanshang, and I would say I couldn't tell any difference between the audio quality as well between the two. So it was quite an interesting thing, that. But you say, certainly using the wideband setting seems to get around the issue of the audio issue, the audio problem that we had before with it being sort of a bit quietish. It certainly seems to sort of eradicate that particular problem anyway. Last time I did time out because I just talked too much. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you.